Mo Brooks, open question if coronavirus pandemic is Chinese Communist Party military warfare. By Jeff Poor on April 6, 2020. Many uncertainties around COVID-19/coronavirus regarding its origins and the final tally of its impact on the globe. And according to Representative Mo Brooks, RL, it is not clear the pandemic is not part of an intentional effort by the Chinese government. During an interview with Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN on Monday, Brooks criticized China's communist ruling regime and raised the question about the genesis of COVID-19. He suggested it was one of three possibilities: naturally occurring, a military accident, or an intentional effort by a government he argued that did not care much about human life. In my judgment, this ought to motivate every American to better understand the risk associated with the Communist Chinese Party, Brooks said on the Jeff Poor Show. Keep in mind, they are socialists. They are communists. They are dictatorial. They engage in effective slavery, by the way in which they dictate who is going to work where and at what wages. It is a horrific form of government. This government is very aggressive. It does not care much about human life, as evidenced by the way it is treating its own citizens. And I truly believe it is an open question as to whether the coronavirus that originated in Wuhan, China was just a naturally occurring event, or whether it was part of a military experiment that went awry, or whether it was part of a military warfare biological experiment that's doing exactly the communist Chinese government wanted it to do, he continued. And there's no way to know what the truth is behind the origination of the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, because you cannot trust the Chinese Communist Party to tell you or anyone else the truth. I hope at some point we will find out the information that is needed for us to determine as a people that this was a naturally occurring event, an experiment gone awry by the biological weapons portion of the Chinese Communist Party military. Or worse yet, whether it was, in fact, what they wanted it to do. To experiment with a biological weapon to see how quickly it would cover the planet and how the rest of the world would respond to it. Lots of unanswered questions. Brooks said the answer to the question would have to come from within the Chinese government, which he said was highly unlikely. The only to find out is if someone on the inside of the communist Chinese government spilled the beans, he added. And that's highly unlikely given how often people who are whistleblowers in China disappear. We may never know. On reports of China's use of coronavirus response necessities, like personal protective equipment and ventilators, as leverage to promote Chinese tech giant Huawei's 5G service, Brooks urged a hard line against the communist Asian superpower. Well, we ought to do everything we can possibly do. And I believe the Trump administration is doing exactly that to prevent Huawei or the communist Chinese Party's implementation of 5G around the world, and in particular, the United States, Brooks said. We cannot allow the dictatorial Chinese Communist Party to have the kind of information that 5G would allow China to accumulate. It would be a great risk to America's national security, and for that matter, any country's national security, to rely on the Communist Chinese Party to not use that to further world domination goal that the Chinese Communist Party has publicly set for itself in China. The 5G Huawei, you know, we're doing everything we can to let the rest of the world know how dangerous this is to their individual freedom or liberty, and how the Chinese Communist Party will inevitably use Huawei's 5G to spy on citizens and government leaders around the world. That's something we really need to focus on. The Alabama Republican argued for limits on Chinese imports of essential products but warned there would be opposition from special interests. We also need to understand, and certainly this should have been an eye-opening experience, we cannot continue to allow any essential life service or good be manufactured in China in the United States, where over 90% of the drugs that we use in the American healthcare system is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. That is a major problem. And so hopefully, the United States of America, with the support of its people, will be much more aggressive in our trade policies with China, so aggressive that we can overcome the resistance, the pro-Chinese Communist Party efforts of the Farmers Union around the United States, of those various companies that ship Chinese products into the United States for sale, companies like Walmart, you can go down the list. You know who I am talking about. These various special interest groups have wielded a sledgehammer who seek fair and balanced trade with the Chinese Communist Party. The consequence of these special interest successes: we have over $400 billion a year in American money hemorrhaging to support the Communist Chinese Party and its expansion. Brooks said one positive coming from the pandemic was the possibility the American public would rally behind measures reacting to the China threat. So perhaps, there will be something good that comes out of this COVID-19 strain of coronavirus outbreak. And that would be the education of the American public to the extent that policymakers inside the United States Congress will react more to the threat of China, rather than the money that flows from the special interest groups that want to buck first, and they put America second, he added. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.